100.9 FM, Richland Center.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Illinois Election Board has voted to keep former President Trump on the state's primary ballot. Ed Donahue has details.
The vote was unanimous, but the board's hearing officer found there was evidence Trump is ineligible to run for violating a constitutional ban on those who engaged in insurrection from holding office. Another board member, Catherine McCrory, a Republican, believes there was an insurrection on January 6th. As far as Donald Trump is concerned,
there's no doubt in my mind that he manipulated, instigated, aided, and abetted an insurrection on January 6th.
McCrory voted to keep Trump on the ballot.
However, having said that, is not my place to rule on that today.
She says the board doesn't have jurisdiction to enforce that conclusion. Next week, the Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments in Trump's appeal of a Colorado ruling, declaring him ineligible for the ballot in that state. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Biden says he doesn't want to expand war in the Middle East, but he has decided how to respond to the killing of three American service members in Jordan. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
It's very possible that what you'll see is a tiered approach here, not just a single action, but potentially multiple actions.
Employers posted 9 million job openings in December, an increase from November, and another sign the job market remains resilient. The number of Americans quitting jobs dipped. And Shelley Adler on how consumers are feeling.
Coming off strong holiday spending, consumers are feeling more confident than they have been in 2 years. That's according to the Conference Board. The Business Research Group says its Consumer Confidence Index rose for the third straight month. The index is at its highest level since December of 2021. And Americans' expectations of a recession in the next 12 months continues to decline. I'm Shelley Adler.
Stocks closed mixed in quiet trading. This is AP News. Entertainer Chita Rivera has died at the age of 91 after a brief illness. That word from her daughter. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraleta has a look at her career.
Chita Rivera jumped into the public eye when she played Anita in the original production of West Side Story. She also originated the role of Velma in Chicago.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna lose my knees.
Rivera won 2 Tony Awards for The Rink and Kiss of the Spider-Woman. Rivera said in an AP interview last April she thought of herself as Dolores while the world knew Cheetah.
She's the one that has been taking all the glory, you know. She's been she's been doing all the shows. But Dolores is the one that's pushed her into it.
I'm Margie Zaraleta.
Thanks, Margie. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Skilled designers and craftsmen bring your vision to life with unparalleled quality, embracing locally sourced materials. The cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or give them a call at 739-4440. Check their Facebook page for a glimpse into their world. With over 20 years in business, they're here to make your dreams a reality. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or Saturdays and evenings by appointment.
Rockwell Automation, a community partner in Richland Center for over 50 years. We are your neighbors, firefighters, and EMS. We are coaches, board members, volunteers, and much, much more. At Rockwell, we make life better by creating product that supports clean water and renewable energy, food production, computer chips, and countless other industries. We are looking for difference makers and are hiring both entry-level and experienced assemblers to join our team on second shift. Rockwell employees annually start with 3 weeks of vacation, 1 week of paid sick and personal time, and 14 paid holidays. That's 6 weeks of paid time off to enjoy hunting, fishing, traveling, or however you like to enjoy your time. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center, or simply stop in Wednesdays between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
A low of 27 tonight with partly cloudy skies, northwest winds around 5. For Wednesday, partly cloudy and warmer, a high of 47 tomorrow. Partly cloudy Wednesday night, a low of 30. Thursday, partly cloudy and still quite mild, a high of 45. Partly to mostly cloudy Friday and 42. Saturday, mostly cloudy and mild, 43 degrees.
downtime, breakdown, summertime, Miller time, anytime. She was looking pretty fine, real light, green light, go all fired upside downtown. She was shaking me all around, I was tuned in, going nowhere. Second wind, Jones and rolling, feeling good if you would. Oh yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling dirt in a white t-shirt. Breaker, breaker, 1-9, she's a big old flirt. By now she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Any way I choose, I got nothing to lose. I was looking for the wind, just trying anything. Hey, baby, where you been? I'm alive, I've been looking for someone like you. Gone head over heels, hey, what can I do? Oh yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling dirt in a white t-shirt. Freaker, freaker, 1-9, she's a big old flirt. By now, she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Any way I choose, I got nothing to lose.
That was Josh Grayson with Nothing to Lose, and before that, the Chicks with Landslide. And I'm Tim Thede, here until 7:15, bringing you music anyways. I'll be bringing you the high school broadcast of basketball to you after around 7:15. Yes, it's girls high school basketball. It's River Valley at Riverdale. Phil Nee will be making the call for that game. And like I said, around 7:15, all depends on when the JV team gets done. Maybe a little sooner, maybe a little later. We'll just wait and see, but should be a good game coming up later on tonight on right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. The Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge says it's 38 degrees outside. The winds are calm, and our time is 6:19, and it looks like we're going to have a beautiful day tomorrow. And the rest of the week doesn't look too bad. There's maybe a couple. Actually, I don't see anything about rain on this long-range forecast, and that is a good thing, maybe because we had enough rain, and hopefully we'll see a little more sun. But it looks like it's going to stay in the 40s pretty much for highs for the rest of the week, and the only time it's going to get down below 30 during the week will be Friday night. They're talking about a low of 28 then. But other than that, it's going to be a beautiful rest of our week into the weekend. And hopefully spring will be here. We'll have to wait and see. And I've just been noticing, and I know if each and every one of you have noticed it too, and now we're starting to get our daylight time back a little later. Every time I don't do the weather stats, it's like a little bit later. And today, the sun was set today at 5:11. So that will be pretty nice too once we have more daylight hours later into the evening. So if you want to spend more time outside, you can enjoy it under the sunlight, or at least the light, and not have to do it out in the dark. And just wanted to let you know, for things that you might want to plan for, a GRACE, a nonprofit community hospice serving Iowa, Grant, and Lafayette counties, will offer Bridges, a professionally led virtual grief support group for adults who are grieving the death of any loved one. It will meet on Tuesday, February 14th from 9:30 to 11 via Zoom. There is no fee for the program if a participant's family member was in hospice care in the past 12 months. Fees for others can be lowered or waived if needed. Pre-registration is required. You should call 608-327-7118. Also, a community read and author presentation will be hosted by the Brewer Public Library on Saturday, March 9th at 10. It will feature Tailspin, the story of a World War II tail gunner from Soldier's Grove who fell 4 miles in a severed plane tail and lived. Copies of the books are available to pick up now at the Brewer Public Library. The event will feature author John Arm Brewster. Coming up next, we have Pickup Man by Hicks Tape featuring Joe Diffie and Post Malone.
Well, I got my first truck when I was 3, drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauling marbles and rocks, and thought it twice before I hauled a Barbie doll before the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss, and I began to understand it's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few hundred bucks. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town, and the first girl I seen was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down the hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a good pivot. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, you wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. There's just something women like about a pickup man. Like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down the hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a coupe de ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, you wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. It's just something women like about a pickup man. About a pickup man.
Oh, drop that pickup now, boy.
Statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice. know, just trying to write a song. I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say is there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turned your back on me and walked away, not a thing about the way I feel would change. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I don't like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I love you anyway. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I love you anyway.
Hi, I'm Coach Jamie Johnson, and I've added health coaching to my resume. I would encourage you to listen to the January 2nd morning show titled Health and Weight Loss in the New Year and hear my story or reach out to me personally at 608-604-7751. That's Jamie Johnson, 604-7751, or find me on Facebook. Whether you're looking to jumpstart your weight loss, looking to lose a lot of weight, or get active and gain muscle, our program offers it all across the spectrum. We now even support those who receive the shot for medically supported weight loss. Reach out before January 31st for personal scholarships.
Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s. Partly cloudy and warmer tomorrow, high 47. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 30. Partly cloudy and still quite mild on Thursday with a high of 45. Partly to mostly cloudy Friday with a high of 42. And partly to mostly cloudy and mild on Saturday, high 43. Currently, in Richland Center, the winds are calm and our temperature is 38 degrees.
WRCO 100.9. Fight.
times the underdogs. Got the baddest bite. Just how we were born, how we were raised. From our boots to our last names. We got grit, we got guts, we got pride, we got tough. Ain't no giving up running through our veins. Backs to the wall, we'll find a way. Never say quit, never say die. We'll be right back.
Feels like it's rained every day since July 15. The summer sun is gone, left winter here with me. Oh, in my heart, she's still everywhere with me. She's a mirage memory, so haunting. I said goodbye thinking she'd be coming home. I was wrong. Now I leave every door open and the hall light on. I buy her favorite kind of flowers like she's coming home. Now I'm down on my knees by the bed where we sleep, asking God to tell me, please God tell me. Forget where I was when I got that call. They said she didn't feel a thing. I felt it all. You don't recover, you just learn to live with the pain. Reliving moments that are captured in picture frames. I'm moving forward, but I'm never gonna move on. They were wrong. Now I leave every door open and the hall light on. I buy her favorite kind of flowers like she's coming home. Now I'm down on my knees by the bed where we sleep, asking God to tell me, please God tell me. Learn to live with the pain, reliving moments that are captured in picture frames. I'm moving forward, but I'm never gonna move on. So I leave every door open and the hall light on. I buy her favorite kind of flowers like she's coming home. Now I'm down on my knees by the bed. Tell me, please God, tell me.
Headlights keep coming, loneliness humming along. Who poured this rain? Who made these clouds? I stare through this windshield, thinking out loud. Time keeps on crawling, love keeps on calling me home. you need, feeling you near me with so many miles in between.
Just trying to catch a good time, even if it takes all night. Pass that bottle around the campfire, sipping apple pie moonshine. Yeah, we picking on them guitars just right. Everybody singing Dixieland delight, like a barber on a wet line. We just trying to catch a good time. 80 degrees and the sun ain't even out. We got a spot a couple miles out of town. And when that moon comes up, you know it's going down. We got them folding chairs leaning way back. No other plans other than to relax. We ain't worried about tomorrow from where we at. We just trying to catch a good time. It takes all night. Pass that bottle around the campfire, sipping apple pie moonshine. Yeah, we picking on them guitars just right. Everybody singing Dixieland delight, like a barber on a wet line. We just trying to catch a good time. Way down here we all got that southern drawl. Take our time when we talk, hey y'all. Yeah, it don't take much for us to have it all.
Oh, that's right.
Something about a night this clear makes your problems disappear. So we just gonna stay right here and let the world go by. We just trying to catch a good time, even if it takes all night. That bottle around the campfire, sipping apple pie moonshine. Yeah, we picking on them guitars just right. Everybody singing Dixieland delight, like a barber on a wet line. We just trying to catch a good time. There's something about a night this clear that makes your problems disappear. So we just gonna stay the world go by. We just trying to catch a good time, even if it takes all night, all night. Pass that bottle around the campfire.
catch a good time. Trying to catch a good time.
I think I got a bite.
Nicole Moon with, what is that? Oh, good time. Sorry about that. Lost what I was looking at there. Sorry about that, folks. And before that, we heard from Faith Hill with If My Heart Had Wings on Country and Community, WRCL. We're still holding steady at 38 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge at 648. And remember to keep it tuned right here to WRCO 100.9 FM, as we'll be bringing you some great high school boys basketball action. It will be girls basketball action, I should say. It'll be River Valley at Riverdale. Philney will be making the call for that game. 7:15 is the pregame for that, and then after that, we'll have some more great music during the evening, rest of the evening, and overnight hours. So be sure to keep it tuned right here to WRCO 100.9 FM.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
During Saturdays in February, we bring the tradition of high school wrestling postseason action to WRCO. This is Phil Nee, and I hope you'll join Henry Bray and me, along with Bill Twining and David Wormand, for conference tournament wrestling. We will feature coverage of the SWAL-SWC clash hosted this year by Mineral Point High School and the Scenic Ridge meet at Kickapoo High School. Our coverage starts Saturday morning at 10. Follow your favorite wrestlers and teams, courtesy of WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee. Saturday night, Sal go rock and roll, the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. We'll hit the airwaves again. We'll stop and park for a time in early 1959. We'll check out what was on the charts during the day the music died, when we lost Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper. We appreciate you checking in wherever you are. We've been getting some new friends across the country.
I'm calling from Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Moving a little across Pennsylvania into New Jersey tonight.
Where are you calling from?
Mesa, Arizona.
Those were the days. Invite you to join us. Tell your friends, join the party Saturday night. Our show is sponsored in part by Jay's Power Center, Jones Chevrolet, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Minda Wealth Advisory Group, A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Turbo's in Hub City, along with Center Cinema Twins, and enjoy some sweet turntable treats, courtesy of Utter Brothers Restaurant & Creamery in Boscobel. Between 6 and midnight, Saturday night, join us for Those Were the Days on WRCO.
100.9 WRCO.
Sorry you missed me. I'll get back with you as soon as I can. Thank you. God bless.
Got the news on Friday morning, but a tear I couldn't find. You showed me how I'm supposed to live, and now you showed me how to die. I was lost till Sunday morning. I woke up to face my fear. While writing you this goodbye song, I found a tear. I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I'd do it all again. So play it sweet in heaven, 'cause that's right where you wanna be. I'm not crying 'cause I feel so sorry for you, crying for me. I got up and dialed your number, and your voice came on the line with that old familiar message I'd heard a thousand times. It just said, sorry that I missed you. Leave a message and God bless. I know you think I'm crazy, but I had to hear your voice, I guess. I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I'd do it all again. So play it sweet in heaven, 'cause that's right where you wanna be. I'm not crying 'cause I feel so sorry for you. I'm crying for me. Star, I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I'd do it all again. So play it sweet in heaven, 'cause that's right where you wanna be. I'm not crying 'cause I feel so sorry for you. I'm crying for me.
Yeah, baby, you put a little voodoo on it, a little voodoo on it. When your kiss hits my lips, feels like a spell of a little juju on it, a little juju on it. The more I taste, more I crave, this ain't in it. Well, I can't stop it now, don't even wanna try. I know you know that I wanna play it. Let it rain on us. Let
Richland Center. AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Illinois Election Board has voted to keep former President Trump on the state's primary ballot. Ed Donahue has details.
The vote was unanimous, but the board's hearing officer found there was evidence Trump is ineligible to run for violating a constitutional ban on those who engaged in insurrection from holding office. Another board member, Catherine McCrory, a Republican, believes there was an insurrection on January 6th. As far as Donald Trump is concerned,
there's no doubt in my mind that he manipulated, instigated, aided, and abetted an insurrection on January 6th.
McCrory voted to keep Trump on the ballot.
However, having said that, it is not my place to rule on that today.
She says the board doesn't have jurisdiction to enforce that conclusion. Next week, the Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments in Trump's appeal of a Colorado ruling, declaring him ineligible for the ballot in that state. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Biden says he doesn't want to expand war in the Middle East, but he has decided how to respond to the killing of three American service members in Jordan. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
It's very possible that what you'll see is a tiered approach here, not just a single action, but potentially multiple actions.
Employers posted 9 million job openings in December, an increase from November, and another sign the job market remains resilient. The number of Americans quitting jobs dipped. And Shelley Adler on how consumers are feeling.
Coming off strong holiday spending, consumers are feeling more confident than they have been in 2 years. That's according to the Conference Board. The business research group says its consumer confidence index rose for the third straight month. The index is at its highest level since December of 2021. And Americans' expectations of a recession in the next 12 months continues to decline. I'm Shelley Adler.
Stocks closed mixed in quiet trading. This is AP News. Entertainer Chita Rivera has died at the age of 91 after a brief illness. That word from her daughter. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraleta has a look at her career.
Puerto Rico.